Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Lou, Seth Geis, and from the Villiger Studios International.
International.
You're fucking changing it up on me every time. All right. How you guys doing tonight?
Good. Doing
can
well.
Going to be a classic wild tune tonight.
A little wild tune tonight.
I'm loving this one.
I think I'd be better if I had like a Dairy Queen sundae, you know, a little hot eats, cool treats. I could go for a sundae.
There you go.
Ooh. Yeah.
All right. So today we are talking about the Caravari Selección Privada Lancero. Cigar is 7.25 by 42. So I'm not really sure what that classifies it as in the Vitola. But
I think it classifies as not a Lancero. Yeah.
This cigar is from an undisclosed factory in Nicaragua. And also wrapper, binder, filler just listed as Nicaraguan. So no real details there. Price point is $7.50.
Can we say that again? What was it?
$7.50.
That's pretty good.
Right. We're like in JRE kind of Cameroon and Vintage Chibano territory for Lanceros. Cigar was released in November of 2021. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with the cigar?
I probably shouldn't tell anybody this, but so the way I cut my cigars, the head of the cigar, is I put the cutter on the table and I turn the cigar upside down and I just snip it.
Yep.
But I actually snipped the foot of the cigar. So not that it matters. I probably snipped like what?
Like, are you really saying this, man?
Yeah.
My first third,
it might have been disqualified. I don't know. But let's just say it's not.
Got a picture of the
this is the unmolested
version. The unviolated version.
June really wanted it to be 7x42.
It's like that quarter inch offended him.
Yeah.
So a couple years ago, by the way, I totally lit the head of the cigar, but I never said it.
What?
Jeez. I just recut the head, by the way. Anyways,
this is you know how like when we're like we're in a safe space, we're in the tree, we're in a safe space. This is not the safe space.
I'm a cigar smoker.
Not that tree of sharing.
Should be a cigar smoker. All right. So first third was great. Had a lot of finesse. Bread, cedar, citrus, baking spices. It was very like well-rounded profile, but unfortunately the last couple of thirds was not that good. It was super herbal for me. So first I had this like anise. How do you guys say it?
Anise.
Okay. And then the last couple of thirds, it was just too much of it, and it kind of felt like I was just gnawing on a Eastern medicine tree bark or something.
That it, John? June?
Yep, June.
All right, Seth. There wasn't
enough.
He just kind of cut it. Like, usually he gives me a little bit of a
idea. Yeah.
No, he just dropped the mic. He's just like, I'm done.
When he stopped, I just said, thank God. So, listen, first they're dry earth, leather. I was getting some nut qualities, spice, tobacco, medium in strength and body. Second third becomes a little bit creamier. I'm getting some more coffee, leather notes. Final third, just creamy, nutty, tobacco, earth, some pepper spices, still medium, strength of body, very good burn, just amazing draw. Really well constructed cigar. John?
John, what are your thoughts?
Disagree. You know, it started out good. I'm going to get there. It started out good. And you know, as we've said so many times, it's really disappointing to have a cigar that shows you what it could be. As June said, it had a lot of finesse. I mean, it had wood, chocolate, baking spices, a little bit of pepper developing, but like, you know, like pepper you would use in baking to accent, not overwhelm the palate. So I was like, oh, this is a really nice combination of flavors. Maybe I'm going to really like this. And then a little graham cracker came through as it settled. I'm like, oh, this is a nice cigar. And then just, you know, just like, it's like somebody held those flavors out here, and I was like, can I have those flavors? And it's like, no, these flavors are for someone else. These flavors are not for you. And I was like, oh, well, that's disappointing, because I want those flavors. And they're like, no, these flavors are not for you. So, you know,
are you trying to sound like that Family Guy,
yeah, yeah,
Consuela lady.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Thank you for picking that up. Okay. So there was, you know, it became like a little bit of wood forward and dry wood forward, and I was like, this kind of, you know, it's not bad. It's just meh. And last third was a little bit of baking spices, a little bit of mild chocolate, but again, kind of wood forward. The real story here that I kind of alluded to, the cigar went out on me seven times. I had six relights, because in the seventh time it went out, I was like, okay, well, this is done. I'm not relighting a seventh time.
Nine times.
Yes.
Nine times.
Nine times for who? So
Chris
this
Steeler, man, you gotta.
Yeah, this sets a new record for me. So I mean, literally the lowest score we could possibly give. If we could go into the negatives, I would. You know, completely unacceptable. This is from the same batch of cigars that all had good to perfect draw. Good to perfect burn. So, you know, I know it's not a storage condition issue. Sometimes it happens. It's just, you know, a bit of a drag when it does. Draw had a little bit of tightness to it. So all that to say, kind of a disappointingly average experience. Aaron?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with toasted cedar and light mustiness. Some black pepper and dry earth joined a bit later. Second third saw the pepper drop out for a bit and some light floral and vegetal notes join in. And then the final third saw the floral vegetal notes gain some chalkiness while the black pepper dropped out again. This is one of those interesting cigars where the cigar starts out average, gets better in the second third, and then kind of drops back to average in the final third. You know, the second third had, you know, kind of increased detail level of the cedar, which I thought was really impressive the way it was delivering that. So, you know, whenever like a particular flavor can just be like really highlighted and it's done well, it, you know, really, you know, gets my interest. So final third just dropped back down to average as that detail lessened, that chalkiness joined in. But, you know, I wasn't blown away by the cigar, but like the moments that were good that it provided, like, I feel like we're like, hey, this is something to kind of keep an eye on. So, you know, price point is really nice, especially for Lancero. I mean, it's hard to, you know, be mad at the cigar for the price point. I mean, other than John's burn issues, I think that's the different story. But, you know, I might come back to this from time to time, just to kind of get a feel for, if, you know, maybe some time changes it up a little bit. I mean, it's like we were talking on the last video about, you know, where price point we've been smoking most of, and like this is not anywhere close to what we're hitting on a normal basis. So it's nice to see these every once in a while. So all right, let's get into the scores. We're gonna start at the top with Seth at 7.07. June gave it a 5.85, I gave it a 5.75, and John gave it a 5.20. So Seth, 7.07.
Yeah, man. Listen, it's that's a 7.07 of cigar, man. That's just I enjoyed it. I thought it was a really good Lancero. The price point's really damn good as well.
Yeah.
And it's one of these things, you know, we start reviewing and smoking cigars that are in the $15-$20 range. And when you start seeing the performance be similar level to a cigar that's a third of its cost, you have to wonder what the heck's going on. Yeah.
All right, June, 5.85.
Yeah, I mean, I think for how cheap it is, just smoke the first third and then just pitch it.
Yeah, as long as you don't cut off a third of your third, right?
Yeah.
Okay. my 5.75 matched up well. I mean, it was an above average flavor profile. I think I had, you know, one relight and a little waviness. Not that big of a deal. But yeah, I mean, it's not like something I'm going to, you know, tell people about, a lot of people about, and say, like, you should go check this out. Like, it's just something like, you know, I might come back to this just based on the price point and get a feel for it. I mean, there's we were talking about earlier, those, the Lanceros from JRE, they're same price point, but they're better cigars. This is, you know, maybe not a bad second tier option if you want it. All right, John, 5.2.
Yeah, it matches up well. You know, the nice thing about the price point is that I'm willing to come back to this in the hopes that the burn is what held the flavor profile back, and maybe I'll get something like closer to what Seth got. At $750, I'm willing to give it a do-over, but if it was $1,350, I'd be like, pretty sure that's on you. So, yeah.
Final thoughts from you guys in this one.
All right. It's good to see the brand again. I actually like Kurivari's from what is it, a few years ago, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So they have some good stuff. So the price is great on them.
Yeah, they're usually always all pretty well priced. So it's nice to see. All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.
No, okay, no.